in 3, 2, 1, go!
Big Bay Mornings.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
With Benny and Greg.
My love is real, girl.
love.
This is Chad, and I'm calling from Thorndown for what?
Quack, quack, quack.
This is the most entertaining radio ever.
I think I'm becoming a lesbian.
Oh! Whoa.
Big Bay Mornings is on.
We love that.
99.7 now.
Oh, yes. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to your Friday, April the 3rd. Big Bay Mornings checking in to get this thing started with the one, the only, Joe Exotic. Come on!
I go to work, but every day I get someone trying to slam me down.
Where?
The dirt.
Joe Exotic, or should I say, what is it, the Clinton Johnson band or something like that?
Something like that.
The ones actually singing that song.
Big news, we are turning country.
We are, yes. And in this morning news, ladies and gentlemen, we are no longer the pop radio station. We are going full-blown country.
You actually look country in that cap that you're wearing. You just need like a fishing hook.
I got my trucker hat on. Got my trucker hat on and my sweater on today.
Look at me. I'm under my blankie right now. It's cold in my house.
You do look cozy. Well, here we are, of course, broadcasting as we shelter in place. Good morning. My name is Benny. I am at my house. Greg is sitting on his couch with his blankie on right now.
I have my weighted blankie. You're the one who recommended the weighted blankie to me. It's calm.
Oh, that's a weighted blankie. I didn't even hear that. Yeah. Do you like it?
I love it.
Yeah, we bought one for my mother-in-law. She loves it. The gravity blanket is like the best thing in the world. Oh, so nice.
I'm feeling, you know, if you feel anxious, they say put it on you. It's supposed to be like the same thing that kind of like for a dog, you know, the weather vest or whatever.
Thunder vest.
Whatever.
Thunder vest. Good morning,
Everybody
producer Art.
Good morning.
How you doing over there, buddy? You good?
I'm good, yeah. I'm isolated in my own studio, so I'm feeling good.
Uh-huh. Back at Master Control, though, so he's still at the studio, but in his own little studio at the radio station.
Mm-hmm. There are fewer and fewer people up there.
Yeah, there's only like 3 or 4 people left. I mean, besides the program directors, you know.
Okay. Are they essential?
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the day. Let's get this thing started. Yes, we are back with the money for you all morning long. Secret sound, 820 and 920. We're going to play that so you have plenty of time to listen to the sound at 997now.com and work on your guess and look at the previous guesses to make sure you don't guess something that's already been guessed incorrectly.
And by the way, if you have lost track of days, I know working from home, it can get that way. It is Friday. It's Friday.
Yeah,
still reason to be happy. Yes.
Absolutely. And in about 2 or 3 minutes, we're going to look for caller 9 to play the Big Money Minute Trivia Game. We've got 10 questions. You've got 60 seconds. You could win $1,000. And we'll play right after a little Flashback Friday from Nelly on Big Bay Mornings at 99.7 now.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're set to play with Hector. What's up, Hector? Good morning, my man.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Long time no see.
Long time no see for everybody, right?
Yeah. So, how you guys doing? Good?
Hello from the inside.
Listen, I'm broadcasting live from my couch with a weighted blanket over me. Could I be any better? I mean, I'm great.
I hate you, man. I hate you.
Hector, let's rock and roll. You know how the game works. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you get them all right, we're giving you $1,000. Good luck, and here we go.
Ready, set, go.
Who played Danny in Grease?
John Travolta.
What's the name of Apple's wireless earbuds?
AirPods.
Jennifer Garner was married to what Hollywood star?
Dan Affleck.
9 times 6 plus 16 equals?
Pass.
True or false, Clint Eastwood is a Bay Area native?
True.
Spell disastrous.
Pass.
In the movie Babe, what kind of animal was Babe?
A pig.
Is a shark a mammal or fish?
Say that again.
Is a shark a mammal or a fish?
A mammal.
Leonardo da Vinci was born in what country?
America.
What country has the longest border with the U.S.?
Canada.
9 times 6 plus 16 is?
70.
Thank, There it is.
70 is correct. You still left one out there that you passed on. Disastrous. And we got a couple where we got to ding you, but we'll go through them right now. Hector, Danny. Danny was played by John Travolta in Grease. Apple's wireless earbuds are called AirPods. Jennifer Garner was married to Ben Affleck. 9 times 6 plus 16 is 70. It is true that Clint Eastwood is a Bay Area native. Disastrous. D-I-S-A-S-T-R-O-U-S. Babe was a pig. Shark is actually a fish, not a mammal.
Damn it.
That would be a dolphin is a mammal, though. Leonardo da Vinci, he was born in Italy. Italy. Not America.
I thought you said Leonardo DiCaprio, man.
Oh. Well, that would be so sad if you had the other ones right. So
hey, you need to replay that. I swear to God, I heard of Leonardo DiCaprio, man.
Nope. I know I didn't say it. I said Da Vinci.
And it's Canada with the longest border. Never, you know, even if we gave it to you, you still wouldn't have gotten the money, but you did get 7 right.
Hector, we always appreciate you listening, man. We love you. We hope you and the family are well and healthy and all that stuff, my man.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Take care. Have a good weekend. Hey, when we get back, we're going to roll commercial-free on your Friday morning. Inside the 630 Dirty, we're going to talk about some streaming options you're going to have this weekend. One of the major paid streaming services is giving away free access starting today. We'll tell you about that. But before that, Greg and everybody, if you could isolate with any celebrity, who would it be? Ooh. So if we were stuck in the house and you could have one celebrity with you, who would it be? You
can go to their house, too. Can I go to their place?
Yes.
It's probably bigger.
Yeah, you could go to their place. So text us in 888-456-9970. What celebrity would you want to be isolated with? We'll talk about it next. Hang on. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to your Friday. Yes, 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 we made it. And, of course, a special good morning to all of our essential employees out there on their way to work or maybe headed home from work. We love you. We appreciate you. So if you could isolate with any celeb, who would it be and why? And yes, you could go to their place. You don't have to be stuck at your place with them. Who would your celeb be? Greg, let's start with you.
Oh, well, you know, I like to keep it in the sports world, of course. I like athletes. So I'm going to keep it local, too. I'm going to go Klay Thompson, number one. Because Klay not only is, like, he looks like a Grecian god, but he also is a lot of fun. Like, you see his Instagram and stuff. He likes to party. He likes to dance. He likes to turn up. So I'm going to go Klay Thompson, my number one. But Evander Kane of the Sharks is a close second.
I can't picture him. I don't know what he looks like.
Hotness.
Producer Art, who would be your celeb to isolate with?
So I have three, ideally, but number one, I don't know if this is a celebrity or not, but Gacia Michaelian from KTVU Channel 2. Shout out to her. Holler my dogs.
God, he's so
I'm Gacia Michaelian.
I hope she listens.
But for real, it would be Dave Chappelle. Like, super funny. A guy you could have an intelligent conversation with, and I'm sure he'd keep you cracking up.
Give me a break. Please. It's all about smoking.
Exactly.
Like him and Snoop Dogg.
First of all, he doesn't smoke weed that much. He smokes a lot of cigarettes, which I would not be down for. I don't want to be around that, so he's got to go outside for that.
And is anybody surprised that Art picked a guy to isolate with?
I mean,
anybody?
First of all, I picked
anybody.
Gacia.
Anybody? Nobody.
Oh, my
yeah,
God, Greg.
Who would your third be?
Dua Lipa's eyebrows.
That would be so weird.
Oh, you are so weird. I'll give you one woman, one man. If it was going to be a lady, of course, it would be my longtime crush, Ava Mendez, for sure. But that means no Ryan Gosling or the kids. They got to leave. But just me and Ava at Ava's place.
Okay.
And Guy, you know, I know what you guys are going to say. Will Smith. But no, it wouldn't be Will Smith. It would be Justin Timberlake. I feel like his house is probably hella fun. He's probably got movie theaters and bowling alleys and swimming pools. I'm sure he's got a legit bar. And I he likes to party. So I would definitely hang with Justin Timberlake. I think that'd be a good time.
All right. Well, if we're doing opposite sex here, I'm going to say I agree with Erica, Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence is super fun. She's hysterical, and she likes to get down, too. So Erica from the texting hotline, she wants Jennifer Lawrence. Teresa wants to just be with the Currys, all of them. Yeah, they would be fun to hang out with. They got a $33 million pad. And Audrey, Trevor Noah, yes, he is funny, hot, and smart. He's like the triple play right there.
All right, there it is. Your 630 Dirty's on the way as we continue commercial free, and you will be able to stream some good shows and movies starting today, and it won't cost you a thing. Hang on. We'll tell you about it next in your 630 Dirty.
Are you ready?
And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
So, wear a mask, don't wear a mask, wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Well, now, at least Bay Area health officials are saying yes, wear a mask, everybody. And continue to, of course, you know, physically distance yourself from people and washing your hands. But so this can be a bandana or a t-shirt. So it doesn't have to be like one of those N95s, which I wouldn't purchase if, you know, even if you could find, because, of course, our hospitals need those right now. But
well, and it can't hurt, right? I mean, it may not be the 100% protection, but it might be 50 or it might be 25. It can't hurt you to wear a mask. You might as well
absolutely
do it.
And if anything, it's a good reminder when you go to touch your face that you're like, oh, nope, can't touch my face because you have something over it. I mean, I was reading an article that said the average person touches their face 2,000 to 3,000 times a day. A day.
I was touching your face. FaceTime happy hour with my friend the other day, and I was noticing how many times she kept touching her face, moving her hair, touching her glasses, moving her, you know, cheeks, all this stuff. So, yeah, we definitely do touch our faces a lot.
So even when you're heading out to the grocery store, other errands, you know, bandana, T-shirt, scarf, anything to just cover your nose and your mouth with.
I'm going to wear a ski mask around my house all the time to keep me from touching my face.
In Fremont, we'll open a free drive-through coronavirus testing center today. It's going to be at the Fremont Fire Tactical Training Center on Stevenson Boulevard. However, the site is designed for those who are sick, so you must be having symptoms and a fever to be seen. And stay in your car if you do go there. Don't walk up to them. They want you to stay in your car for everybody's protection. And shout out to Starbucks. They're going to pay their 350,000 employees through May 3rd, whether they come into work or stay home due to coronavirus outbreak. And of course, Starbucks at this point has reduced service to just drive through and delivery only. But shout out to Starbucks. Those are your Friday morning headlines.
Sassy Sports.
Well, Steph Curry admitted this week that he has felt anxious and defeated, but not because of coronavirus. He said that basketball hoop that Aisha ordered him, because he doesn't have one at his home in Atherton right now, he said that when he looked at the manual to put it together, he started feeling completely overwhelmed, and it took him more than 5 hours to put the extendable hoop together.
Well, a couple of things. What is, I even asked the question yesterday, are you sure he's qualified to do this? And this goes to show that even the celebrities are having meltdowns right now as well.
This one had nothing to do with coronavirus. And Benny, are you good at putting this kind of stuff together, like IKEA furniture or anything like that?
I'll get it all done and then realize like one of the pieces is the wrong way. Like, oh man, that's the unfinished side showing. Yeah, yep. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Been there. I've also put it together backward. It is frustrating. So, Steph, I feel you. He did say he finally got it together. But, yeah, it took 5 hours. And today would have been the Giants' home opener at Oracle Park. But, obviously, that's not going to happen. But if you need your baseball fix, the Giants announced they're going to be showing an encore presentation of the 2014 National League Championship Game 5 starting at 1:35 today. You might remember that game propelled the Giants to their third World Series in 5 years. You can catch the game on TV at NBC Sports Bay Area or streaming on all of their social platforms. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say, if they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment report.
Does Joe Exotic have coronavirus?
No!
Oh, not Joe.
So he spent 2 weeks in isolation, in quarantine, after, you know, there was multiple confirmed coronavirus cases in the prison he was in. Now he's been transferred from that isolation to a prison medical center. No official word yet whether or not he does have coronavirus.
Oh, oh my Lord. Well, his
your voice going down.
No. I know. His fourth husband, the third from the show, but fourth husband overall, did say on his social media that he thought he had it. And believe it or not, even though he's in prison for 22 years, that guy, Dylan, who's like 22 years old, is staying with him.
Wow.
Why?
Oprah just donated $10 million to fight the coronavirus. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I love this. I love seeing this when these celebrities are donating huge amounts of money. And again, even if you can afford $5, $10, it all helps. So I encourage everybody to donate if you can. HBO announced that they are making over 500 hours of programming free starting today. Yes, HBO for free. And you can stream via their Go app or their Now app. And they include all kinds of things. Older shows like Sopranos and Six Feet Under, some of the new shows, as well as movies.
If you've never watched Six Feet Under, I highly recommend it. One of the greatest shows ever.
And some throwbacks are hitting Netflix today for the first time, including all four Lethal Weapon movies and The Matrix Trilogy. Those are available for streaming on Netflix. That's your Dirty on the 30.
Wake up.
Yeah.
Waking up in this bed.
Big Bay mornings.
They hype you up in the morning. It's like 7 a.m. They're there, like, having fun, and I love it.
On 99.7 Now.
Keep 6 feet from me. Keep 6 feet from me.
That's right.
Keep 6 feet from me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm symptom free.
Keep
6 feet from me.
Keep it.
Keep 6 feet from me. Keep 6 feet from me. I'm symptom free.
Yes, not 6 inches, like Greg's aunt thought that we spoke to.
I'll send them the song. They're just confused. I think that they had started drinking too early.
Yeah, they sure were. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Friday. Yes, we made it. We here. I know some people that have been working at home. You don't know what day it is. They're all the same. But if you are an essential employee still getting up and getting after it every day, I know you're still looking forward to the weekend, and we made it. Good morning, and yes, a special shout out to all of our heroes out there keeping us going right now, day to day. There's a whole list of you. Everybody from, of course, healthcare professionals to truck drivers to our grocers to our custodians keeping things clean around the bay. We appreciate you all very much. And today, or even this weekend or whenever you plan to go to Costco and or Home Depot, they are now limiting the number of customers allowed in their stores. So keep that in mind and stay 6 feet from me.
So when you go to Costco, what? They're allowing certain people in, and then when it gets cold, and they...
For sure. So in terms of everybody, they're limiting the number of everybody and also in your own party. So they're not letting more than 2 people in at a time. And so, yes, if you do have the kids, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's going to be tough. But they are only letting 2 people in a group in at a time as well. So keep that in mind when you go to Costco or Home Depot.
If you're brave enough to go to Costco on the weekend just in normal time, you're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to Costco on the weekend right now, you're really crazy. So
forget about it.
Good luck. So good luck.
Hey, and those stimulus checks are on the way. We're getting a lot of texts. People want to know because we talked about it a little bit earlier. Yes, stimulus checks are on the way. If you have direct deposit set up with the government already, you will be the first to get it. So keep on the lookout for that. And $1,000. I know we could use it. If it's not you, somebody you know right now. I mean, these are hard times, but we're trying to help out with our own stimulus package. $1,000 in the Big Money Minute. Caller number 9. Why don't you call us right now so we could try to get you this money. 888-456-9970. 10 questions in 60 seconds. If you get them right within that time, we'll give you the money. Call us now. We'll play next.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Terry in Danville. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Benny and Greg. Oh my gosh, I'm trying to be really quiet because everybody's sleeping right now, but I'm so excited.
Oh, wake them up.
Well, you know, if you win this $1,000, you're definitely going to wake them all up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Terry. Well, let's jump right into it. Welcome to the Big Money Minute Trivia Game. 10 questions in 60 seconds. If you get them right, we're giving you $1,000. Good luck to you, okay. And let the game begin.
Ready, set, go.
Where is Times Square located?
New York City.
What does the CIA stand for?
Pass.
What part of the body would a podiatrist treat? Podiatrist.
A foot.
A baby cow is known as a...
Pass.
How many states are named after a president?
One.
What pro sport team, what pro sport did Ricky Henderson play?
Baseball.
What is the largest ocean?
The Atlantic.
An obtuse angle is more than blank degrees.
Cast.
Who played the role of Hannah Montana?
Miley Cyrus.
Spell whimsical.
Whimsical.
Whimsical. W-H-I-M-S-I-C-A-L. Oh. There you have it. Yes, that is how you spell whimsical, but you passed on a few and you only got one wrong, though, so let's go through
really?
Them. Yeah, really, girl? Let's go through them. New York City is where you'll find Times Square. Central Intelligence Agency. That's the CIA. You passed on that one. A podiatrist. Oh. He does treat the feet. A baby cow is known as, I think you said, a calf. And that is correct. There's one state, Washington, is named after a president. Ricky Henderson, he plays baseball. You got that one right. The largest ocean, it's actually the Pacific, not the Atlantic. You passed on the math question. Obtuse angle is more than 90 degrees. Hannah Montana, that is Miley Cyrus. And whimsical, you spelled correctly.
Terry, we appreciate you listening and playing.
I'm so excited.
You should be. You should be. And you can call back and play anytime you'd like. We're going to do it again in about an hour, or, of course, we'll play at the same time on Monday, all right?
Oh, thank you, guys. This is so much fun.
Aww,
thanks for brightening our day and having that that cheery spirit today. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, your energy is infectious.
I love your show, you guys. You make my morning every day. Really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you listening. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Bye.
All right. Bye, Terry. Hey, we're going to come back and we're going to go commercial free. Of course, 7:30 Dirty's on the way, and you're going to have a lot more streaming options starting today for free. We'll tell you about that inside your Dirty. Before that, though, 7:20, we're going to do sound check, and we have one of the best coronavirus parody songs yet. To Adele's Hello. And we'll play that in soundcheck coming your way next. Hold on.
Big Bay Mornings. Soundcheck.
All right, let's start with the Karen of social distancing, who saw a couple of frat boys driving around, not respecting the shelter in place order. She was not having it.
Your ass is grass. Right. Do you understand?
And if I'm
you...
So...
Looking out for those cops.
All right, I will. I'll be looking out for those cops.
You're supposed to be sheltering in place. Go ahead. Put me on social media. You're a little pup. Seriously? And seriously, I called the cops. I can't.
Why? Okay. I'm so scared.
Well, I've got to say, I kind of respect her.
Hey, right. Good for her. This is what we're supposed to be doing. And if they're not doing it then. And more people, I heard, are starting to alert authorities when people aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, did your mom ever tell you your ass is grass?
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
No, not my mom, my dad. My dad would say something like that. And I'm the lawnmower.
And this guy, Chris Mann, who was actually on The Voice a while back, he came up with probably one of the best coronavirus parody songs yet to Adele's Hello.
Hello, it's me. I'm in California dreaming about going out to eat. Just a burger.
With what?
With cheese. Or a shaken margarita, baby, back ribs from Chili's.
Mm.
Hello from the inside. It's just me and myself and I. And a stay-home order that's breaking my heart. But it's clearly what we should have done from the start.
Greg.
Time for Down Home.
All right.
With Greg
Cheryl's mom, Ginger.
Ginger Cheryl. Hello?
At last.
Yes, I'm going to speak to you. Oh, my gosh. I wish you were here. We're having a feast. Oh, my gosh. Church, Chicken Express, and we have biscuits and straw and french fries and beer.
And sheltering in place, I see. That's great.
Y'all are not all supposed to be together. You're supposed to be quarantining.
We are. We're 6 inches apart.
Six inches?
Well, okay. You guys are definitely clear. You're good. 6 inches?
Well, maybe it's more than 6 inches.
It's supposed to be six feet, not six inches.
We're sitting around the table, and anyway, yeah. You better come and join us.
What kind of beer do you have?
What are y'all doing? Who's laughing in the background? Who's thinking we're so funny?
Everybody. Everybody, Benny, all the people I work with.
Everybody thinks we're funny, huh?
Well, because
most
you're supposed to
here
say...
think we're crazy, though. You observing all the rules, too? I hear you laughing. How close are you together? 6 inches?
No. I'm at home.
They're laughing, so...
Well, because we're all on... We're all... It's like a that group chat y'all used to do at last.
That's are you going to do an intro for me, Greg? Or not.
Say hi to Benny.
Hi, Benny. It's very nice to meet you. Yes, yes. I wish you were here to join us. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. But we're celebrating but keeping our distance. We're bonding right now. So, we're not keeping the 6-inch rule. So,
anyway. From 6 inches to no inches. I mean, can we please get your aunt on the phone every Friday, too, with your mom? Can we make that a new rule?
I'm trying to keep my distance, so...
You are so fun. You are a hoot and a holler.
Nobody can get any closer than...
Yeah, where's my mother?
I'm cleaning my mess up. I pulled a Greg and spilled my beer. And Les made me wring out the dish towel back in my glass and drink it.
Oh, my God! What is going on over there? Can I want to be there. I'm breaking shelter in place, and I'm going to Texas. I'm on my way, Ginger.
Y'all been doing tequila shots or what?
No, we're not drunk. We just got started. What kind of movie is this?
Damn, get her done.
It's awfully early in the morning to be doing all this stuff.
It is?
Mom, tell Benny why you're mad about the grocery store hours.
They make the old people go at the crack of dawn. I don't want to go to the grocery store at 6 o'clock. And I went in the liquor store a while ago, and they said, these people don't get it. They just keep coming in and said, it's the old people. And I said, thanks a lot. Give me my bottle of tequila and let me go.
You're going in for the essentials.
And there was a steady stream in that liquor store.
I bet there were. Can you tell Dad to be quiet while we're talking?
I heard french fries and doctor in the same sentence.
You know you can call the liquor store ahead and order ahead, and then they can have it
ready. I know. They said they had a big sign on the door that said, honk the horn.
You just roll up and honk the horn. So they do it in Texas.
Mom, they said alcohol sales are up 55% in the United States right now.
Yeah, just ask them.
And can you please tell Aunt Lass it's 6 feet apart, not 6 inches?
She's a ringleader.
Ginger, is this your sister?
I got pans bigger than that.
Ginger.
Hold on. Yes.
That's your sister, right?
And the other won't.
What?
Yeah. Never mind. Okay. Everybody have a fantastic weekend. Stay safe. Keep 6 inches apart. Thank you.
Thank y'all.
And here, I'll answer the question. Yes, that's her sister.
Well, I adore her.
It's your distance. Bye now. Love you.
Oh, my goodness.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Greg. Bye. On a serious note, you're going to have to talk to them. They are definitely breaking every single rule we have right now.
Yes, I know.
Please talk to them.
Are you guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
Big Bay Mornings.
I love it. Like, it just wakes me up in the morning and keeps me going throughout the day.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Friday. Big Bay Morning's coming to you live as we shelter in place. My name is Benny, broadcasting from home. Greg, broadcasting from his living room.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. If you have lost, if you've lost a count of the days, yes, it is Friday. So reason to celebrate.
Yes. I mean, listen, if you're getting up and going to work every single day still, because you are one of our much appreciated essential employees, you know what day it is. But yeah, I mean, if you've been working from home for a few weeks now, and haven't left, yeah, you have no idea what day it is, do you? They all sort of blend together.
By the way, off the air, Art was telling us that you can make ace mask out of underwear, and so I looked it up. And it's actually true.
Yeah.
People are taking their underwear, and then if you strategically place it over your face, it will cover your nose and your mouth and your chin.
So are they clean underwear, or are we using dirty whites? Or
whatever
what
you got,
here?
Man.
Well, you know what? That's really up to your own discretion and your own fetishes.
Listen, I think everybody should have a DIY face mask party this weekend because, you know, the health professionals, I know they were going back and forth to wear a mask, to not wear a mask. The latest is, yes, wear a mask when you are out and about in public. And it can be anything. You know, yes, it can be apparently a pair of whitey tighties, but it could also be it could be, you know, a scarf or a bandana or whatever it is you have. You know, and a big part of this is just a reminder to not touch your face, right? So
Benny,
when you go to touch your face, you're like, oh, I shouldn't be doing that.
Benny, a 2-for-1 face mask. So if there's two people at your house, a bra, you cut it right in half, and you got two face masks, one for each person.
No.
So ask Vanessa if you could do that today.
Vanessa's bra covered my whole face. My whole face would be covered. Just kidding, baby.
That's a good thing.
Yes, it is indeed. Hey, we know now more than ever, money is tight. If it's not you, it's somebody you know needs some money. When we have a lot of it coming up this hour. Secret Sound Contest. We're about 19 minutes away from playing that. How much in the jackpot, Producer Art?
$2,800.
Yay, a big money. You could win all of that at 8:20. And in about 4 minutes, we're going to look for Caller 9 to play the Big Money Minute Trivia Game. 10 questions in 60 seconds. If you get them all right, we give you $1,000. And let's give you a little hint. If you know who the material girl is, that's going to help you win the money. Be here, and we'll play next on Big Bay Morning.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
Big Money Minute.
Good morning, Terry. So, listen, every time we play Big Money Minute, you know, we always say, if you don't win, you know, call back, play anytime. Of course, it is hard to get through the phone lines.
Impossible,
but I guess this is your lucky day, Terry, in Danville, because this is your second time making it through today.
I am so excited. I just gotta, like, focus and really pay attention to the questions.
This is a Christmas miracle. Now, the last time we talked to you, everybody in your household was asleep and you were being quiet. Have they woken up yet?
No, because I'm downstairs. Everyone's still asleep, so I'm sure they'll be up after that.
Dang, oh, yes. you got some late sleepers in your house. It is after 8 o'clock.
All right. Well, let's jump right into it, Terry. Come on. Good luck. Hopefully, you can get 10 out of 10 this time, and we'll give you $1,000. Let the games begin.
Ready, set, go.
Kyle, Stan, and Cartman are characters from what animated TV show?
Oh, pass.
What pop singer was known as the Material Girl?
Madonna.
What's the name of the fairy in Peter Pan?
Tinkerbell.
True or false, the United States was the first to use paper currency.
False.
Finish the lyrics. Go, shawty, it's your...
Can you repeat that?
Finish the lyrics. Go, shawty, it's your...
Birthday?
What does IRS stand for?
Internal Revenue Service.
What sport did Chris Mullen play?
Basketball.
What county is Concord in?
Contra Costa.
Jack Dorsey founded what social media platform?
Zoom.
All right, let's go. Them. We only got through 9, and you were on a roll after you passed on that first one. Do you happen to know Kyle, Stan, and Cartman yet?
Simpsons or South Park?
South Park. And Kenny, we left him out because he always gets killed. Poor thing. The pop star. That was and always will be for my generation. The material girl. That is Madonna. Tinkerbell is my nickname, and it is the fairy in Peter Pan. It is false. The U.S. was not the first to use paper currency. It was China. Go shouty. It's your birthday, of course.
IRS. You're going to get roasted if you did not get that one correctly on the text of your line.
IRS is the Internal Revenue Service. Chris Mullen, of course, played basketball for the Golden State Warriors. Concord is in Contra Costa. And Jack Dorsey actually founded Twitter.
Oh, I had no idea. I've been on Zoom all week, so
it's top of mind for everybody right now, using Zoom for video conferences. Well, we appreciate you listening, of course. Stay safe and healthy, and go wake your family up. Tell them it's time to get
up. You too. Have a great day, guys. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Tell them to make you breakfast, girl.
I will.
All right. Next up is $2,800 in the Secret Sound Jackpot. Of course, we'll play you the sound and give you your first clue of the day. Coming up at 8:20. Be here. I'm doing the Running Man in my home studio right now. Hold on. Come on. Oh, that was so good.
Wow, you're going to be out of breath now, Benny.
I am. I literally had a one-man dance party. I'm so glad nobody could see me except you, Greg. I have FaceTime on with you. Oh, my gosh. I'm sweating.
He's sweating. Well, you can tell you're not keeping up with your cardio. You're sweating already after one dance.
Never trust a big butt and a smile.
All right. That's what I always say.
Let's play Secret Sound. Give me that intro. Come on.
Let's go.
Hi, Rosanna in San Francisco.
Good morning.
Did you enjoy that poison? That little flashback Friday for you?
Oh, yes.
That put everybody in the Friday mood, and hopefully $2,800 would put you in a great Friday mood.
Oh, that would be perfect.
Absolutely. Well, let's start by playing you the secret sound. Here it is. All right, and Rosanna, Greg has the first clue of the day.
I certainly do. It's use your noggin and win the money. Use your noggin and win the money.
What do you think the secret sound is for $2,800?
Okay, I'm going to guess it's pulling up and opening the lid of a clear storage bin.
Okay. Pulling up and opening.
Just ring the bell.
say it one more time, though. I just want to make sure I got it right, word for word.
Okay. It's pulling up and opening the lid of a clear storage bin.
Executive producer Art, is that the secret sound?
So sad.
Sorry, Rosanna.
But you know what? Now that you've told her no, go ahead. She wants to hear the bell, I think. Just ring it.
Just
ring it, Sal.
Just play the jackpot sound.
Yeah, you
play. Rosanna, you won a good morning and have a great weekend.
Yeah.
And a virtual hug.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate you listening, and we hope you're staying safe, and we hope your family's well. Okay, girl?
Yes, thank you, dear.
All right, have a great one. In 1 hour, we play once again. We'll put another $100 in the pot. So now we are at $2,900. Secret Sound, 920. It'll happen. Greg, Dirty on the 30 is going to happen here in about 5 minutes. What's coming up?
The NFL's richest quarterbacks are teaming together to feed people right now. We'll tell you who they are. That's coming up next in Yo Dirty.
Are you ready? And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
To wear a mask or to not wear a mask? Well, now Bay Area health officials are recommending we cover our faces in addition to physical distancing and hand washing.
We're in, we're out, we're back in again. So, yes, wear a mask no matter what?
Yes, wear a mask no matter what. And they're saying this could even be a bandana or a t-shirt, but the idea is it should cover your nose and mouth, even on outings, like to the grocery stores and other essential errands.
Well, listen, I'm not going to wear a bandana and then walk into a bank. I just don't think that's safe for me, Benny, okay?
And it seems like every week we hear this, but let's try it once again. U.S. Treasury officials said yesterday that, yes, many Americans will start seeing their stimulus payments show up in their bank accounts within 2 weeks. Those who already have direct deposit info on file with the government, you will be the first to get your payments.
All right, you can restock that liquor cabinet.
Fremont will open a free drive-through coronavirus testing center today at Fremont Fire Tactical Training Center on Stevenson Boulevard. However, the site is designed for those who are sick, so you must have symptoms and a fever to be seen, and you must stay in your car. Don't walk up to them and say, hey, can I get a test, please?
Sassy sport.
A follow-up to the Steph Curry story this week where he said that Aisha had to order a Spalding driveway basketball hoop for him because one didn't come with their new $33 million Atherton home. Well, Curry said he got so overwhelmed looking at the instruction manual on how to put this thing together.
I asked yesterday, are you sure he's qualified to hang this thing?
It took him 5 hours to put the hoop together. So I think now we know what kind of hoop it was. It was the one that you can adjust the arm and it goes up and down and it stands. It's not the one that you put on the garage. But I think, you know, he said he was very confident going into this. He thought he had this when he went to put it together. But as anyone who's ever put together IKEA furniture knows, this can be very frustrating.
Especially when they just have the pictures, no words. They just show pictures. Have you seen those ones? Like, well, I just got pictures
yes,
here.
Those are the most frustrating ones. And I don't know about you, but I always end up with at least, like, 3, 4, 5 screws that are supposed to be in there. I know they are.
What?
You know that he's going to shoot a three-pointer and that whole thing is just going to come tumbling down. The hoop's going to end up on the sidewalk. And Tom Brady has teamed up with Feeding America to help supply 10 million meals to people in need. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson, he made the same pledge earlier in the week. And, of course, Drew Brees, he did the same thing last week, pledging $5 million to help feed people in need. More and more NFL stars, as well as others, are stepping up to help people, especially kids and the elderly, get the food they need while we're all sheltering in place. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment report.
So who would be your sexiest man of 2020 so far?
Joe Exotic.
Who? Oh, my God. Along those lines, I'm going to go ahead and give it to either a Joe Exotic second or third husband.
Well, someone started a petition to have Dr. Anthony Fauci named People Magazine's sexiest man alive.
It will be the first elf ever named.
He's
so little. But you know what? Brains are sexy. Many people do find brains sexy.
And shout out to Oprah. She donated $10 million to fight the coronavirus. And HBO announced that they are making over 500 hours of programming absolutely free starting today. So you can stream via HBO Go or the HBO Now app. It includes older shows, some of the classics like Sopranos and 6 Feet Under, as well as some new shows and movies. And on the Netflix side, you will be able to stream all Lethal Weapon movies. Those were just uploaded, as well as the Matrix trilogy.
I know what you're doing this weekend.
Yes, you do.
1, 2. Bring a beat back.
You're waking up with Big Bay Mornings.
Oh, yes, TGIF, everybody. Big Bay Mornings live on your radio, getting your weekend started. Hope you're feeling good out there. Hope you're feeling healthy. Shout out and much love to all of our essential employees going to work right now or at work listening to us. We appreciate you. Like a lot of pizza places checking in. Blaze Pizza, I know they have multiple locations throughout the Bay Area, but Fremont location is listening. So what's
that's
up?
Where I got in the very first huge fight ever. When I was with John.
Did you throw salad in his face from the salad bar? Or what?
No, but we got in a huge fight when we went to dinner there once.
Also, shout out to Red Boy Pizza. That's my go-to here in Marin. They're listening to us, and I shoved about 8 slices in my mouth between last night and this morning.
I was going to say most of it happened this morning while I was looking at you on the FaceTime. Jeez, Louise.
Pizza for breakfast, baby.
I had pizza for breakfast also. I ate leftover because I was just tired of cooking for myself. I ordered a pizza yesterday at 10:15 in the morning.
from? Where'd you order it from?
It's like Bellissima or something. I ordered it from the one place that was open and making pizza at 10:15 in the morning.
I love it. I love it. Hey, 10 minutes away, we're playing the Secret Sound Contest. We now have just shy of $3,000. $2,900 is in the jackpot. You could win all the money at 9:20. And Sal, go ahead and hit that song for me. Some sad news we're getting this morning, that Bill Withers has passed away at the age of 81 from heart complications. I do feel like, I mean, he had a lot of hits over the years, but I feel like this is a perfect song, given the times that we're all living in right now. So let's play a little bit of it for you. Bill Withers, Lean On Me. It's 99.7 now. Good morning, everybody. We hope you're well.
Lean on me. And I'll be your friend.
Is Jazzy texting you?
Cut it, cut it.
Carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
Ah, there you go, baby. Bill Withers, Lean On Me, R.I.P. All right, 9:20, we're playing The Secret Sound. Don't you go anywhere.
Let's go.
Secret. And caller 9, you're about to hear it and get a guess that could win you $2,900. Start dialing 888-456-9970. And while you do that, we will remind you, if you are not already signed up to be part of our insider group, what are you waiting for? This is the best of the best if you're trying to get all the clues possible. We give you additional clues that you don't get on the radio. And Greg, we've had quite a few winners that have, you know, given the credit to the fact that they are an insider.
I think all three of the winners we've had so far have said that the Insider Club has helped them win. You get those extra clues. You get little hints. There are chats with Fernando and St. John that may help you get to the answer. There's clues. Benny gives clues on there. I give extra clues on there. So definitely check it out. 997now.com. Click on the Secret Sound page and then sign up. It'll take you, what, 3 minutes?
Exactly. Get to it. And let's go ahead and play the game right now. Do we have a player ready to rock?
Yes. Jack in San Jose.
Jack in San Jose. What's up,
John.
My man?
It's Hello? John. John.
It's John. John, Jack. Yeah. How are you, John?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
You feeling okay out there? You safe and healthy?
Healthy, yes. Exercising every day at home, good. Of course.
Good for you. Good for you, John. Well, let's see if we can get you $2,900. We're going to start by playing you the secret sound. So here that is. And this hour's clue is...
I sound like a sound. I sound like a sound.
What do you think it is, John?
I'm just going to guess. Unbuttoned and taken off a pair of leather gloves from your hand. Something like that.
Okay, so unbuttoning and taking off a pair of leather gloves?
Yes.
Providing they got a little snap there, a little button to snap them in place. All right, yeah. Producer Art, is that the secret sound?
So sad.
John, that's not the secret sound, but not a bad guess. Thank you for listening and playing this morning. And you'll have another shot to guess for what is now $3,000 at 12:20, all right?
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, you take care, man. Stay well out there. Yes, 12:20, another shot to win the money. 11:20, though, this morning, you'll get a bonus clue right here on 99.7 Now. Get your weekend started on 99.7 Now. Listen, if you don't have that one yet, that's a must-have album, The Weeknd. Dua Lipa's new album is another solid one. That'll get you dancing in the house over the weekend, since we can't dance anywhere else. We'll be dancing in our house together,
outside.
Doing TikToks. You can dance outside.
On your deck.
Yeah. Well, I already told the kid this morning. I told my daughter Alyssa we got to do a TikTok to the new Drake, the Drake dance that he made up. He invented a TikTok dance with the new song. What's it called? Tootsie Roll? No, that's the 69 voice. What is it called? Tootsie something. Let's Tootsie. I don't know. Something like that.
Tootsie anyway, we'll butt.
Tootsie Foot. There we go. Everybody have a fantastic weekend. Thank you so much for making us a part of your morning. We do appreciate it. Once again, much love to all of our essential employees out there keeping us all going, keeping this thing called life going right now for us.
Yes, everybody have an amazing weekend. It is Friday, as I've mentioned. I just want to keep mentioning it because I know a lot of you have forgotten what day it is if you're working from home. But you know what? Have some fun tonight. If you're stuck at home, maybe dress up and order dinner in. Dress up and have like a fancy dinner. That's something like fun you could do.
I love that. I keep seeing that more and more. And I think we're actually going to do that this weekend. Everybody's getting all done up and they're making a fancy dinner at home and lighting the candles and pouring some wine and just
I got
chilling.
The idea because your sister did it this week and I saw her on Instagram. She and the husband and the kid, they had a fancy dinner, had candles on the table and, you know. That's a fun way to turn seclusion into like a little party at home.
For sure. Enjoy your family this weekend, everybody. Stay safe. Be kind to one another. Please wear those masks when you are out and about running your errands. Mask up. If you don't have a mask, use a scarf. Use a bandana. Use what you got to try to cover your nose and your mouth. We'll see you back here on Monday morning. Can we leave you with a little West Coast anthem, though? Shall we do this on a Friday morning at 99.7 now? We'll see you on Monday.
All right, this is from Sandra. Peace!